Amazing dreams. Amazing dreams. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Amazing dreams. Do you have amazing dreams? We all have amazing dreams, really, because we're all visualizing things. Thoughts, flights of fancy, we call them, dash into our mind and into our consciousness, and these flights of fancy jump upon us and say, "Hey, I got something important and something exciting to tell you. Would you like to listen?" And you say, "Wow, sure thing, I'd like to listen. I'd like to listen to thoughts of fancy and flights of fancy and imagination. Wow, that is really great stuff to listen to." Well, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Amazing dreams. All of us have the opportunity of entering into dreams if we choose to. We enter into the dream of listening to our inner thought. We enter into the dream of listening to our inner awareness of who and what we are. We enter into the dream of not knowing what we're dreaming. Now, you're walking along and you have a daydream, and you think that's a very thoughtless and unimportant thing to do. You have this daydream and you're dreaming, "Oh, I'm a millionaire. I'm a happy person. I have a whole and perfect body. Oh, I am dancing. I'm singing. I'm jumping. I am doing all the things that make me so fulfilled and so rewarded and so great." And yeah, you're saying these things, but you don't mean them, because you're not experiencing. When you think of your body, you're back to whatever its limitation may be. But when you are in your bliss consciousness, and you do that very often, you have amazing dreams. When you just let go and let the thoughts ramble through your mind, let the thoughts sort of burble and bubble around until you are having such a good time and you're having such a wonderful experience, it's just unbelievable. Now, are you ready for such an experience? Are you ready for such an amazing attitude of mind? Are you ready for that? Well, if you are, then you experience it now. Then you experience this in every area of your life, because that's who you are. Now, I say this is who we all are, and I say this is what is important for all of us. We all live in our consciousness, in our awareness, in our beingness of who and what we are. I oftentimes walk the meditation paths here at the University of Healing campus, and it's a great experience. And as I walk the meditation paths, which I've walked so often, and I walk it every day many times, I don't have to think of where the path goes. I don't have to think of where my feet are going to take me. I don't have to think of whether it's warm or cold. I don't have to think of anything, because it's very private. If I run into a staff member, it'll be a strange thing, because I walk at strange hours, and I am all alone. And there are no animals really up around. There's no dogs or cats. There's no anybody around. I'm by myself, and I walk. And I forget where I am, and I forget who I am, and I forget everything. And I just live in a blissful experience. My heart is just lifted up, and I feel, this is what heaven is like. Just this quietness, this sensitivity of all is right, all is good, all is very good. And it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to think that all is very good. It's an amazing dream. And it's truly not a dream, because that's where I am. I am in that state of all is right, all is good, all is perfect, all is wonderful. I'm in that state. And in that state, I am experiencing all being just as I choose to have it be. Now, this is something that we would all like to be aware of, we'd all like to be conscious of. And as we're conscious and aware of it, what happens? As we're conscious and aware of it, we are it. As we're conscious and aware of it, we are that which we think we are. And it's quite exciting. It's quite exciting. But are you really that? Are you really that? And are you really in that conscious awareness? Are you really in that gentleness? Are you in that allness? Are you in that peace? And if you are in that peace, then everything is beautiful. And if you are not in that peace, then everything is a little bit mixed up. But it doesn't have to be. Because as you have these amazing dreams, and you let these amazing dreams be truly what and who you are, you live in such a great and wonderful feeling that you just can't imagine that you could ever have been unaware of it. And yet you are. You really are unaware of it, and yet it makes no difference whatsoever. Because you live in that happiness. You live in that fulfillment. You live in that blissful attitude, which is really quite special. Now, are you ready to live in that blissful attitude? Are you ready to live with these amazing dreams? Well, if you want to have amazing dreams, then just forget everything. Forget everything and be exactly what you want to be. And in being what you want to be, watch how those things come to pass in your life. Watch how those things come to fruition in your world. And as you do that, you will find for yourself that life is beautiful, and you are beautiful. You are a fantastic being, and oftentimes you don't know it. You are a fantastic being, and you don't give yourself credit for it. But the reason that you don't give yourself credit for it is that you are too aware of who and what you are. You are too aware of who and what you're doing, and being aware, then you are not living in those amazing dreams. Oh yes, you can read a book. That will take you away. You can visit with friends and hear stories. You can watch TV and listen to the radio. You can go to the movies. You can have amazing dreams as you watch these things. But as I say to our staff as we watch a video, what is the beneficial thing to come out of that movie? What was the redeeming quality of that movie? What was the redeeming quality of that movie? Now, ask yourself, what is the redeeming quality of you? What is the redeeming quality of your life? Where are you going in your consciousness? Where are you going in your inner awareness? Are you taking time to find the amazing dreams? To find the amazing dreams by thinking your own thoughts? Or are you thinking somebody else's thoughts? Oh, we read books and we say, oh, I could write a book like that. Well, why don't you write a book like you can write? Because if you think you can write a book like that, quite likely you can write a book that's far more interesting than that, because it's your book. And it tells the story of the adventures of your mind, of your dreams, of your imagination. And the more we train our imagination to flow, the more we train our imagination to be our reality, people might think we're a little strange, and they'll think that anyhow, but the more we train our imagination and let that be our reality, the more we are into the fabulous qualities that we never dreamed possible for us, because it is real. You can be as rich as you like, or you can be as poor as you like. Whatever your thought is, that's what you are. You can be as healthy as you like, or as sick as you like. That's, again, is what your thoughts are about yourself. You can be as happy as you like, or as sad as you like. Those two are your thoughts. And you can be surrounded by a world filled with admiring beings, starting with yourself, or you can be ignored and repulsed by everything in your world. Have your amazing dreams be amazing dreams that you choose to have for yourself. Not amazing dreams that others would create for you, but dreams that you choose to have for yourself. And in having these amazing dreams that you choose to have for yourself, you will find that your life is more spectacular, more fantastic, more revealing, more exciting than anything you could ever have known. Think about these things and join me with amazing dreams and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.